You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, everybody, let's do this on a Monday, October 28th, and a Tuesday, October 29th. It is another edition of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Matt Derry with you on a very, very eventful day. Matt Patricia giving his team the day off today and tomorrow, fresh off their victory over the Giants on Sunday. Patricia did a conference call today. We'll give you some updates on what he had to say momentarily. We're brought to you today by our friends at Blue Chew. You can follow me on Twitter, Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, or the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. Coming up on the show today, I'm getting right into it. I'm not giving you a preview of everything. I'm not going to tell you about everything we're doing today. We got to get right into it. And the reason being is because I am now re-recording my podcast. I had started doing the show an hour ago. It's now 6:05. I've decided to blow up the entire podcast, not even load it in the system, and start over. Because of the latest reports involving the Lions and tomorrow's 4 o'clock trade deadline. Albert Breer of Monday Morning Quarterback has come out this hour with the following statement, and he's a very good NFL reporter. Chris Mortensen reported earlier today that the Lions had been talking to the Eagles about a trade for Darius Slay, and that Philadelphia made a bid for the cornerback. Breer writes, quote, "I'm told that the Lions are making Slay available on the market. Doesn't mean they move him, but it does mean they're open to it. Slay is under contract through next year and has, say, 2020 financials of about $10.5 million, which is very reasonable. We know Darius Slay is underpaid. He thinks he's underpaid. He sat out mandatory minicamp, got fined, showed up for training camp. He wants more money." First of all, I'm interested in your thoughts, as always, on Twitter and Facebook and everything else. But let me just give you a perspective that I don't think enough people are giving right here, right now. Because people are going, oh, can we get a number one, a couple number one picks? Can we get a 2 and a 4? Stop. If the Lions trade their best defensive football player, they are punting on the season again. Let me repeat. If the Lions trade Darius Slay, season's over.
Well, they got a third-round pick for Golden Tate last year. Stop.
Well, they could get... What picks you want for Darius Slay? How many picks are Pro Bowlers from this general manager? None!
Oh, well, we can get a first-round picks
for Bob Quinn to pick who? How many All-Pros are dazzling that Lion roster under Bob Quinn? Stop. I'm speaking for you, the fan, right now. If the Lions trade Darius Slay, again, they're telling the fans, F you. Wait till next year. Oh, but they beat the Giants yesterday. D's without Darius Slay. They don't need to. Stop. Darius Slay is a baller. He's a Pro Bowler, and you're going to trade him away at the deadline when he's got another year left on his contract because he's a little ticked off and went to Twitter to bash the organization about Quandre Diggs? So does that mean that every single Lions player that's unhappy or every single Lions player that uses social media should be traded off? Then you're not going to have any guys left. Maybe I've been on this narrative for a year and a half. Bob Quinn and the Lions don't like vociferous players. Golden Tate was a talker, gone. TJ Lang was a talker, gone. Eric Ebron went to social media, gone. Quandre Diggs, gone. They just keep shipping out players. And you know what else they do after these players leave? They don't win enough. So this narrative of, well, let's see what we can get for Darius Slay. Wrong. Don't. He's not a free agent at the end of the year. He hasn't made a public demand for a trade. He's the one that signed that contract. If he holds out next year, tough shit. He'll come back. He's under contract. Darius Slay is really a good football player, an excellent football player, your best defensive player. And now Albert Breer's reporting, oh, sure, the Lions are putting him out there.
So what are you going to do at cornerback the rest of the year? You're going to punt on another season like you did last year when you traded Golden Tate and said, no, we're still going for it. No, we're not a rebuilding team. Matthew Stafford had nothing to work with after Golden Tate was gone last year. He had like three quarters of a Kenny Golladay, and that was it. And then he got hurt at the end of the year. Kerryon Johnson was out. That's unfair to you, the fans, in my opinion. If the Detroit Lions tell you, sorry, we're punting again on 2019. You can't allow a fourth-year general manager who said 9-7 under Jim Caldwell in 2017 wasn't good enough. Then you're going 9-13-1 and you're trading off all your good players for draft picks, which never turn into anything. Yes, there's some good players that Bob Quinn has drafted. Will Harris and Tracy Walker look like decent players. Frank Ragnow's a good player. But they don't have any Pro Bowlers under the maestro's watch. He's drafted 4 years of players. Find me a gem. I could tell you Chris Ballard, who's worked half the seasons Quinn has worked in Indianapolis, I could tell you at the top of my head the Pro Bowlers he's drafted. Quentin Nelson, Darius Leonard. Do you want me to continue? Oh, but that's not fair. Quentin Nelson, everybody knew he was so good. He was a top five, top 10 guy, Quentin Nelson. Don't remember the number he went, maybe six. How's your number eight pick doing this year? He's had one good game. Let's see what we can get for Slay. Let's get some picks for Slay. Wrong. You trade him, you punt the season, and you're telling the fans again that it's okay to be mediocre because we're going to look to next year. And they're going to tell you, no, we're not. If they trade Slay tomorrow, I want to know. Bob Quinn better come out and talk. Open to trading, making him available, according to Albert Breer. For what? Can they trade him and get a shutdown corner for him? Then maybe we can talk. Are the Lions trading Darius Slay for Von Miller? I'll take that. There a pass rusher out there available that the Lions can get? I'll do that. But if we're talking draft picks, uh-uh. No way, no how. It's a Rob Parker term. Give me a break. Oh, but I saw a tweet earlier. Where is it? I'm going to find it. Because I posted this on Twitter. And somebody wrote in and said, Blake wrote me, at Blake EM, Matt, we're already out of the playoff race. Wrong. No, you're not. Is it a tough uphill battle for the Lions? Sure it is. Green Bay is 7-1. Minnesota is 6-2. The two wild card teams right now would be Seattle at 6-2 and Minnesota at 6-2. The Lions are currently 2.5 games back of those teams. You got a whole half a season to go, and you got the Raiders and the Bears coming up, and then Dallas at home. Another mediocre 4-3 team. Play the season out. Put your best players out there, coach them up, and see what happens. You got a quarterback playing at an MVP level. You supposedly have these defensive players that have been molded under Patricia. You're in year four of your general manager and year two of your head coach who are not, N-O-T, not, underneath a rebuild. You're going to trade Darius Slay. You better get back some players right now that can help you win now. Tired of waiting on draft picks. This general manager hasn't drafted one Pro Bowl player. It's 0.0. Guys, let's talk about sex, good sex. Remember the days when you were always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance, get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up. Once you go to this website, bluechew.com, that's blue like the color blue, Chew.com. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. So, you know they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they are chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill. so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. I was talking about Blue Chew on Saturday with my buddy Eastside Paul. Paul from Shelby, I met his wife. Great people. Paul seems to love when we do these Blue Chew ads, and he was at Freddy the Pizza Man's on Saturday. Not that Paul uses them. Blue Chew is prescribed online, shipped straight to your door in a discreet package, so you don't have to go to the doctor, you don't have to stand at the pharmacy or in line at like Walgreens. No awkwardness. Just order online, ship to your house. It's awesome. Right now, I've got a special deal for our listeners. If you go to bluechew.com, that's B-L-U-E, chew.com, you get your first shipment free. When you use the promo code LOCKEDON, just pay the $5 in shipping. Again, that's B-L-U-E-Chew.com. Promo code LOCKEDON to try it free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice. And we thank them for sponsoring Locked On Lions. Up next, somebody says Stafford for MVP. We'll tell you who it is. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Matt Derry with you. Fired up today on a Monday, October 28th, 2019. Lions a winner over the G-Men yesterday, 31-26. The Leos. Oh, you got to love it. And up next, the Oakland Raiders this coming Sunday. 4:05 start time for that one. Earlier today, so I'm all for not trading Darius Slay. I got to play you this piece of audio. Do you guys remember Gary Gramling? Remember last year going into 2019 when Gary Gramling said the Lions were going to, or 2018, Gary Gramling said the Lions were going to go to the playoffs and make it to the NFC Championship game. Gary Gramling. Gary! Gary Gramling, for all you Stern fans out there, Gary Gramling was on the MMQB NFL podcast today and talked about Matthew Stafford for MVP. Stafford! Take a listen to this.
We're starting Lions, Giants here. I continue to, campaign for Matthew Stafford as MVP. I think he's right firmly in the conversation. I don't know if it would be Stafford, Wilson, or Watson at this point, but Stafford was spectacular again in this one. And they finally threw the knockout punch in one of these games, which the Lions haven't been able to do, and that's why they're sitting there at 500 instead of like two games over 500 right now.
It's totally insane to me that they have the record that they do, because that Monday night game in Green Bay is still horrible that they didn't win that game. Like, that was their game. The officials gave it to the Packers essentially with the questionable call. So they're a team that's much better, I think, than what their record reflects. And like you said, Matt Stafford is like, I think he's having the best start to a season that he's ever had for himself.
That audio courtesy of MMQB, a podcast at SI.com. Wow. Matthew Stafford for MVP. Man, we go in TV tonight. How about that? How can you argue against that, though? Like, yes, Matthew Stafford threw three touchdowns yesterday, had a passer rating of 129.4. He's playing great. And I think he at least through 8 weeks, and of course the Lions have played seven games, 3-3-1. But you look at the numbers. Matthew Stafford is having an excellent, not just a good season, but an excellent season. And I always use passer rating over anything else, over QBR, over any of this other stuff. Only Deshaun Watson, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Kirk Cousins, and Russell Wilson are having better passer rating seasons than Matthew Stafford. Stafford's passer rating through seven games is a 105.3. Russell Wilson, is he having MVP season for Seattle? He's been really darn good, 115.5. Kirk Cousins, MVP season? Absolutely, 115.2. Mahomes, I don't know about an MVP type season so far, but his passer rating is 113.1. Aaron Rodgers, come on, what can you say about him? They're 7-1. Last night, he threw a no-look sidearm pass while falling down into the back of the end zone to Williams for a touchdown. 106.7. And then Deshaun Watson, then Stafford. But I want you to remember something. Kirk Cousins has Dalvin Cook. Aaron Rodgers has Aaron Jones. Russell Wilson, I think, does a lot of things on his own. But Chris Carson's been a darn good back. Matthew Stafford has Trey Carson. Okay? He's been the most valuable player, arguably, in this league through seven games. He's been that good. Kirk Cousins, yes, MVP numbers. Rodgers, yes, absolutely. Other guys absolutely have put up amazing seasons thus far around the league. Mentioned Russell Wilson before. All right, Dalvin Cook has been damn good. Christian McCaffrey is arguably the most valuable player in the league for what he does for Carolina. And he didn't have the fantastic game that he has had normally. But Stafford's numbers, 16 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Has he been sacked more than Rodgers? Actually, Rodgers has been sacked one more time. But again, Rodgers has played 8 games. And some of you are going to go, what about Tom Brady? Well, of course. Tom Brady's passer rating, by the way, at 95.0. I don't think Gary Gramling is that far-fetched when it comes to Matthew Stafford. And can you believe we are even having this discussion? But I think a lot of credit should go to Daryl Bevel and the Lions staff, because they have put Stafford in the position of to succeed. And nobody thought he would do that and this would be done, because everybody assumed this was going to be a run-first operation. So give credit to the Lions and Stafford, who's playing very, very well. Kenyon Drake not coming to Detroit. What about Melvin Gordon? We'll get into that in a second. And what did Matt Patricia have to say today? First, though, the folks at Roman, a men's health company, are changing the game with Roman Swipes, the secret to longer-lasting sex. Get $10 off your first order of swipes and free 2-day shipping at GetRoman.com/LockedOnNFL. All right, so there was a rumor that the Lions were after Kenyon Drake, the running back from the Miami Dolphins, but today traded to the Arizona Cardinals, who already have David Johnson and Edmonds. They get another running back in Kenyon Drake for a conditional draft pick, which appears to be a a sixth round pick. So the Lions will not be able to get that running back in Kenyon Drake. Now, Jeremy Fowler of ESPN.com has reported that the Lions are one of two teams, along with the Buffalo Bills, interested in Melvin Gordon from the LA Chargers. I said this last week, and I will say it again. The Lions should trade for Melvin Gordon. And Jay Glazer and all these other people are saying the Lions are going to be buyers at the trade deadline tomorrow. Well, go buy yourself a running back, because Ty Johnson's only a sixth-round pick, and he isn't ready yet. Good player, and I think he's got potential. J.D. McKissic is a specialist. Trey Carson had a decent first quarter yesterday, but he's not the answer either. There's a reason he's been cut by numerous teams. I would have no issue going after Melvin Gordon. I don't know, why. I don't see why the Lions wouldn't be buyers tomorrow. This is year four. I understand fans saying, "Oh, sell, let's get more picks." But why would you want to get more picks when your general manager hasn't shown that he can hit home runs in the draft? There aren't enough home run hitters in this draft, or in his drafts, plural. Tracy Walker, who Matt Patricia said is day-to-day, and let's hope so, is a really good player. But Bob Quinn hasn't hit enough home runs in these drafts to sit here and talk about accumulating picks for another rebuild or for another lost season. Speaking of Matt Patricia, let's get you some updates on what he had to say today. As far as injuries, the Lions made their coach available via conference call today. Tracy Walker, according to Patricia, day-to-day with a knee injury. Graham Glasgow did suffer a minor injury against the Giants yesterday, per Patricia. But that is it. That's the reason why he was not on the field, I believe, in the fourth quarter yesterday. And actually, if you look at the Pro Football Focus numbers, the highest rated interior offensive lineman that the Lions had yesterday was Kenny Wiggins. Patricia would not talk about a Darius Slay possible trade. Did say he talked to Slay this morning, and the cornerback was already scouting the Oakland Raiders. So there you go. I'm still against trading Darius Slay. Sorry, folks that want him gone or think, well, the Darius Slay is unhappy. You got to get rid of him. Not, you do? Says who? To me, he's your best player, best defensive player. He's a shutdown cornerback. He's really good. All right, that'll do it for Locked On Lions for this Monday redo, October 28th and a Tuesday, October 29th, brought to you by our friends at Blue Chew. We'll do the crossover Wednesday. I'm going to try to work out some other big – I got a big guest. I've put out a feeler to. We'll see about that. Thanks to those of you that came out to the Freddy the Pizza Man outing on Saturday. We had a lot of fun. Freddy's Foundation is awesome. And you guys are awesome for being there. Talk to you again tomorrow.